pathophysiology of myocardial bridging and its association with Minocca. The main feature associated with myocardial bridging is the dynamic compression of the tunneled artery during the systole. As coronary blood flow occurs primarily during the diastole, only a small percentage of coronary blood flow should theoretically be compromised by the presence of a bridge. Accordingly, myocardial bridging has been long considered a benign condition. However, recent evidence has demonstrated that myocardial bridging could lead to clinically evident myocardial ischemia through different mechanisms, including the interplay between high sympathetic tone and delayed early diastolic coronary artery relaxation, the occurrence of Venturi-like effect during along the bridge artery, an MB-mediated increased risk of epicardial or microvascular coronary spasm, atherosclerotic plaque disruption, for example, plaque rupture or plaque erosion, spontaneous coronary artery dissection, or their combination. Each of these mechanisms associated with myocardial bridging may potentially be the underlying etiology of Minocca. The presence of myocardial bridging is associated with a delayed early diastolic coronary artery relaxation within the intramyocardial segment and a hindered rapid early diastolic hyperemia, leading to a reduced coronary artery flow. This mechanism may be particularly relevant in the subendocardium as it is more susceptible to ischemia, and it may be accentuated by an increased sympathetic tone. Indeed, the latter increases the heart rate, decreases the diastolic perfusion time, increases the strength of contraction across the myocardial bridging, and delays the relaxation beyond the systole into the early diastolic phase, thus impairing coronary blood flow. Moreover, the presence of myocardial bridging is associated with the occurrence of Venturi-like effect at the ostium of the side branches. In particular, the septal branches, also known as branch stele. The presence of myocardial bridging associated with the occurrence of Venturi effect at the ostium of the side branches, particularly the septal branches, also known as branch stele. Indeed, flowing through the tunneled artery in the end systole, early diastole, the blood passes through a constrict segment leading to an increase in fluid velocity and a decrease in the perfusion pressure. With an decrease in the perfusion pressure at the ostium or side branches, the key aspect for the risk of myocardial ischemia associated with myocardial bridging are the depth and the length of the tunneled segment. Indeed, the depth of myocardial bridging less than 2 millimeters superficial, more than 2 millimeters deep, more than 5 millimeters very deep is one of the main dominant determinants of the degree of systolic compression and the course of the affected artery. The length of myocardial bridging is related not only to the amount of affected arteries, but also the number of side branches affected. Of importance is the fact that, as demonstrated by a recent study from our group enrolling patients with myocardial ischemia and non-obstructive coronary artery undergoing intracoronary provocative testing with ECH, acetylcholine. The presence of epicardial or myovascular chronic vital spasm is high among patients with myocardial bleeding, up to 78%, mainly epicardial spasm rather than microvascular spasm. Moreover, coronary spasm coexists more frequently in patients with minocca than in stable patients with no obstructive coronary arteries, 21% versus 7%. Of note is the fact that the presence of myocardial bleeding was a predictor of minocca only in patients with a positive ECR test, and the patients with myocardial bleeding and a positive ECH test had a lower major adverse event cardiac event-free survival, presenting the group with the worst prognosis. Another study by NAM demonstrated that severe myocardial bleeding was significantly associated with a high risk of coronary spasm, and patients with both conditions were more likely to have recurrent angina compared to myocardial bleeding patients without spasm. Epicardial coronary vital spasm is defined as the vital constriction of an epicardial coronary artery caused by a vascular muscle smooth hyperactivity due to increased sympathetic stimulation, local or systemic inflammation, or environmental factors such as smoking, alcohol consumption, environmental exposures. Microvascular spasm results from an increased constriction of coronary microvessels to reduce production and or enhanced degradation of nitric oxide and other endothelial-derived relaxation factors. Mechanically, the compression-free effect of myocardial bleeding on the coronary arteries may result in injury to the intima and endothelium, leading to impaired endothelium-dependent vasodilation and enhanced local vascular reactivity to systemic vasoconstrictor stimuli. Moreover, a reduced expression of endothelial nitric oxide synthase has been demonstrated that in the myocardial bridging segment compared to the proximal and distal segments. These alterations also involve coronary microcirculation, and the presence of myocardial bridging has been associated with alteration in vasal activity agents such as nitric oxide synthase and endothelium 1, and local variations in shear stress. The anatomical features of myocardial bleeding, such as the length and the percentage of systolic pressure, may further promote the occurrence of coronary vital spasm. Importantly, the presence of myocardial bleeding may favor the progression and destabilization of atherosclerotic plaques in the segment proximal to the tunneled wall. Plaque rupture is caused by a fibrous cap discontinuity, which exposes the plaque core to the coronary lumen, leading to the activation of prothrombotic cascade and a consequent thrombus formation. Plaque erosion is due to the apoptosis of endothelium cells, leading to thrombus formation without fibrous cap discontinuity. Both plaque rupture and plaque erosion may not determine an angiographically evident flow-limiting stenosis and present at minocca through different mechanisms. Both plaque rupture and plaque erosion may not determine an angiographically evident flow-limiting stenosis and present as a minocca through different mechanisms, including a transient thrombosis with spontaneous spondylolysis, distal embolization, superimposed visual spasm or a combination of these processes. In patients with myocardial bridging, the long-standing compression, relaxation effect of the intramural segment can cause changes in the wall shear stress, leading to the formation of an area, reduced wall shear stress, proximal to the myocardial bridging, and the release of inflammatory mediators and endothelial vasoactive agents. Conversely, the wall shear stress is increased along the tunneled artery, thus sparing this segment from atherosclerosis. Another mechanism that could promote atherosclerotic plaque formation and progression in the segment proximal to the myocardial bridging is the abnormal blood flow profile in this area, caused by the collision of anterograde coronary flow with the retrograde flow due to the compression of the myocardial bridging during the systole. Such alterations can determine endothelial injury, thus promoting plaque formation and disruption. The presence of myocardial bridging might increase the risk of spontaneous coronary artery dissection, a frequently overlooked cause of MINOCA, especially in young women. Spontaneous coronary artery dissection is caused by the separation of the layers of an epicardial coronary artery wall by intramural hemorrhage with or without an intimate hair, not associated with atherosclerosis, iatrogenic injury or trauma, leading to the formation of a false lumen wherein the axial propagation of blood flow may result in a narrowing of the true lumen. The exact pathophysiology of spontaneous coronary artery dissection is complex and likely involves multiple predisposing and precipitating factors, including genetic predisposition, hormone influences, vascular and systemic inflammation, intense exercise, emotional stress, and drug abuse. Different case reports showed that spontaneous coronary artery dissection may occur in patients with myocardial bridging even in the absence of other predisposing or precipitating factors, and tends to localize within the intramyocardial segment or distal to the myocardial bridging. Tends to localize within the intramyocardial segment or distal to the myocardial bridging. Several mechanisms may be involved, including the occurrence of coronary spasm in the bridged segment that could increase its susceptibility to dissect, or the presence of myocardial bridging-induced endothelial dysfunction. Moreover, the flow disturbance caused by the pressure gradient between the bridged and non-bridged segment can lead to a state of chronic coronary pressure overload, which may cause intimal trauma, which eventually leads to intimal tearing and coronary dissection. Finally, the previous studies have reported that MINOCA might be associated with a slow but still not neglectable rate of complications during the acute phase, mainly represented by intraventricular septal rupture, free wall rupture with pericardial effusion or cardiac tamponade, and ventricular arrhythmia. A case of ventricular septal rupture caused by MINOCA has recently been reported, in which a septal branch steel phenomenon might have contributed to its occurrence. However, to date, there are no data reporting the risk of mechanical complications in myocardial bridging related Minoka, likely because this association is still frequently underdiagnosed in clinical practice.